All right, you ready? A little hand clapping. Oh, you got it. Here we go.
The unmistakable sound of legendary jazz pianist and entertainer extraordinaire, Ronnie Cole, who will be inducted into the Louisiana Music Hall of Fame this week.
Wow. When you go to the website and you see Louis and Sidney Bechet and Al Hurt, Pete Fountain, Fats Domino, and all of these greats from Louisiana, and then here you are amongst them, it's an honor, quite an honor.
Not bad for a boy from Chicago, for whom the piano was a diversion as a heart condition in his youth limited outdoor physical activities.
When I was feeling good, I wanted to go outside and play ball. But when I was sick, I was sometimes laid up for a month and a half, 2 months in bed. And my aunt played piano by ear, and she had a big old upright piano. And every time we go up there, she'd show me how to play chopsticks or with your knuckles on the black keys, and all of that jazz. And my mother and father got talking. They said, maybe we should get him a piano that would keep him from wanting to go outside and play baseball.
His father, a sanitation worker for the city of Chicago, took on extra jobs as a bartender to afford the piano and lessons. And the rest is history. Cole could tickle the ivories, and by 16 was playing gigs in the Midwest.
I went on a road with a group when I was 16. Yeah. Went down to Muncie, Indiana. And the guys, of course, were a lot older. And after about the second or third night, the owner came up to the leader of the group and says, your piano player, how old is he? He says, oh, my God. He says, you didn't say anything to him, did you? He says, well, he's not old enough to be in here. You didn't say anything, did you? He says, no, no, I'm talking. No. He says, don't say anything to him. He was in the war, and he got shell-shocked, and anything would set him off, and that's why he's so skinny and looks the way he does. I mean, I was as thin as a toothpick. Man, the guy never got close to me.
Cole's big break came when he met jazz trumpeter Al Hurt.
This was before he hit national stardom, and we became acquaintances. And I said, wow, you know, what a player. Then one night he came into where I was playing, and I was doing a single, a solo piano bar type thing in a very fine restaurant hotel out by O'Hare Field. And he said, Cole, he says, you know, you're as good as Liberace and Peter Nero and Roger Williams. Of course, he was drinking heavily that night. And and he says, man, why don't you put a group together and go out and do the Carson show and do the Vegas scene and you know, start doing things like that. So I listened to him and said, all right, I'm going to do that. So I had the group, and we did the Carson show. We did the Mike Douglas shows. We did the Vegas thing. Then Al called me and said, Cole, I want you to come down to New Orleans. I want you to open up my brand-new club that I'm opening up on Bourbon Street. You be my house band. We'll work opposite one another. You do one show, I'll do one. You do one, and we just go back-to-back and play. And we did that for about two and a half years. And then one day he said, Cole, he says, you're getting too big to be under my wings. You ought to really have your own club.
That gave birth to Cole's Corner, a celebrated club in the French Quarter. Cole involved himself in many civic and charitable causes in New Orleans and has received many awards and honors, including induction into the New Orleans Musical Legends Park in the French Quarter, the Lifetime Achievement Award, and from the French government, the Chevalier to the Order of Arts and Letters. He's performed his eclectic jazz style for six presidents and Pope John Paul II on his trip to New Orleans. Most memorable is his arrangement and performance of Amazing Grace.
It was the first time that I ever played the arrangement the way I had written it and envisioned it, and that was with a choir and with orchestra. I had done it many, many times with orchestra, a few times with a choir, but never with the two together. And with the choir singing a secondary part of a little bit of Jesus Christ Superstar, a little bit of Hallelujah Chorus at the beginning, and the Lord's Prayer at the end.
Hallelujah.
At 81 now, Cole lives in Slidell and continues to perform concerts and festivals. And he is caring for the love of his life, his wife, Gardner, who suffered a stroke 2.5 years ago. He says he has no plans to stop playing.
I'll stop when I drop, but then I'll probably push the lid up and say, give me 4 more choruses, please.
This weekend, Ronnie Cole will be inducted into the Louisiana Music Hall of Fame. He will be celebrated with a brunch and live entertainment where he will perform with special guests. Celebrate the legend, Ronnie Cole, will be held in the Slidell Municipal Auditorium Sunday from 1:30 to 3:30. More info at lmhof.org. Inside the Arts for 89.9 WWNO, I'm Diane Mack.